Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. I'll learn to tell time one of these days. Thank you very much for joining us. 800-531-3815, toll-free, coast to coast. Tom Azacker is our guest, our good friend, and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a couple of outstanding books, Sandbox Wisdom and The Four Sides of Sandbox Wisdom. He is, in addition to being a speaker and a columnist, he's also a brand strategist. He helps people make sure that they put their best foot forward in the marketplace. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Great to be here.
Tom's always helping us folks make sure that we don't wander through the marketplace, you know, blind and in not understanding what our customers are looking for, making sure that we know what our customers are up against so that we can serve them better. Tom, what's on your mind today?
Well, you know, I thought we'd talk a little bit about perception, because it's perception that really drives all of our decision-making. One of the things, I was talking to a couple friends of mine, and they own small businesses, and, I mean, a lot of people are frustrated by the nature of what they think the new economy is today.
Mm-hmm.
Customers and employees seem less loyal. It appears that everyone shops based on price and that, you know, it appears that category killers are taking over the business world, the small business world. But none of that is absolutely true. I mean, this is not just small businesses that are frustrating. I mean, if you look at the even the bankruptcy filings over the past few years, you've got companies in there like Kmart, Polaroid, U.S. Airways, Kaiser Aluminum.
These people were T-boned by a paradigm shift, weren't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I mean, Budget Rent-A-Car. I mean, they're in there. So this has nothing to do with big versus small.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with connecting with customers versus not connecting with customers. You know, it has to do with understanding how people think today and how they make decisions. I mean, this sounds really simple, but most companies don't focus on that. They're too busy doing, you know, what they've always done. I saw an article in Harvard Business Review that, that, you know, they were asking the question, how do good companies go bad? How do these big companies just all of a sudden file bankruptcy? And the Harvard professor said, you know, a lot of people think it's because they just weren't busy enough doing the right things. And he said, that's not true. He said the problem was they were too busy doing the things that always worked for them in the past.
Which means that they were focusing on themselves and not their customers.
Right, right. He called it active inertia. Too much activity of the
active
wrong
active inertia, I like that.
So, I mean, I think it's really important to understand how people feel today, because that's how they're making their decisions. You know, and it's driven, 95% of it is unconscious. I don't think people realize that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they think people are walking around making these conscious, you know, rational choices. And people don't do that. Who in the world has time to walk down the street and make conscious, rational decisions?
So you think most customers are reacting?
Oh, absolutely. We're driven primarily, I mean, we're on automatic pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Our decisions primarily stem from habits, and they're greatly influenced by the context. I mean, where we are, what we're doing, and how we feel at a specific time. Think about it. I mean,
but the default position is, it's all about me.
Oh, I mean,
as a customer, it's all about me. It's not about you. It's not about you, the supplier, or the vendor, or the retailer, or whatever. It's not about. It doesn't have anything to do with you. It has to do with my perception of what I want.
That's absolutely right. I mean, that if you look at call them the three S's, or if you need to categorize, people today are skeptical. They don't really trust anyone. Given the news, how can you? They're smart. You know, I don't think people in business today truly understand how smart and sophisticated customers are today.
Well, at least, and folks, if you're not, if you don't buy the smart and sophisticated, and Tom, I agree with you, but sometimes, but even if people don't want to buy that, at least believe that they are informed.
Oh, absolutely.
At least, at a minimum, they're informed, aren't they?
They're informed, and you know, a lot of
I mean,
them...
car dealers, I have a brother in the car business,
mm-hmm.
and you know, the bane of his existence is are these new car shoppers. They know more about the cars than he does.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, and that wasn't like that a few years ago.
You know, Jim, and it's not just that they know more about cars. They even understand the sales process as
exactly.
well as anybody else does in the auto dealership.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Tom Masacker. More to come after these messages. 20 till. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance. And the article this week is titled, and my newsletter is titled, The Times They Are Changing. It's about some things that you need to be paying attention to, I think all of us need to be paying attention to, with regard to growing our markets. There's some pretty good information there on exporting. I think you'll like several new links that I think you'll appreciate. So check that out, and if you subscribe this week, you'll have a chance to get that article. Tom Masacker is our guest, and Tom is the author of Sandbox Wisdom. Tom, give us your website, please.
Sandboxwisdom.com, all one word.
Sandboxwisdom.com. Check it out. That's where you can find out about Tom and the opportunities to have him speak to your group or help you grow your brand or work with your strategy. For growing your business, Tom can help you with that at sandboxwisdom.com. Tom, let me throw a couple of things that happened to me in the last 30 days out, and just to give you an idea about, you know, you were talking about the category killers and how small businesses complain about those guys, the big box folks. Here are two things that happened to me. I walked into an office supply company the other day, and I was looking for a corporate minute book, you know, the formal document that you build your corporate structure around, your bylaws and all that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Walked in. I almost didn't get waited on. This was a small business, by the way. Old company. Almost didn't get waited on. Finally, somebody walks up to – I had to walk up to somebody there, and they said and the person said, can I help you? And I said, well, I told him what I was looking for. And he said, oh, the lady who orders those isn't here today. That's it. That was what he said. That was the end of it. And I said, okay. And he said, yeah, she'll be here tomorrow. I said, okay. And he let me walk out.
Okay.
Instead of saying, you know, instead of trying to find out what it was that I wanted, what I needed, he has no idea. Maybe I'm willing to wait a week. But he let me walk out. Then another thing happened. I ordered some flowers for someone. And when they came from a small business florist, when they came, they smelled really bad. They put some kind of chemical on them. And so I called them back, and I said, look, we had to sit these outside. Would you? And I didn't say, you know, don't ever call me again. I said, would you replace them? Well, when they couldn't replace them in a reasonable period of time, I called them back. And they said, oh, well, do you just want to cancel your order? And I'm thinking, well, you know, she could have said, well, would you accept one tomorrow? Could I bring you a nicer set tomorrow or something? But it was like she just let me walk away.
Yeah.
You know, folks, we can't. And I'm not saying that all small businesses do this, but I will tell you, you can't complain about the big box companies. You can't complain about not having business when you treat customers who walk in your door like that.
Well, Jim, you know, a lot of what's going on there is it's a fundamental shift in awareness of what your business is all about. You see, when you're convinced that what people care about is you and your business, then you can look at yourself and you can say, are we a smiling bunch? Yes. Do we have clean shelves? Yes. Do we have nice stock? Yes. Do we get people out of here quickly? Yes. You know what? McDonald's does all that, and
mm-hmm.
they're going down.
Right.
It has nothing to do with that. People care about themselves. and how they feel. So instead of asking your customers, what do you think of us? Try this. This is a real mind flip now, 180 degrees, but this will give you the insights you want. Say to your customers, what do you believe I think of you? Imagine if that person at that small business that you went in, that office supply store, asked you, Jim, forget what you think of us. What do you think we think of you? You would say, well, you think that my time is not precious to me.
Yeah.
You know, you think, you know, you don't care about my, helping me.
And you don't care whether I get what I need.
Exactly. See, so that what we need to understand is how people see themselves, and especially how do they see themselves when they're with us. And if they don't see themselves better when they're with us, if they say, oh, God, look at me, I'm stupid, I wasted my time coming here, then we're never going to go back there, because when we make decisions in the future, the thing that kicks in is our memory. Our memory is all we have. And if our memory says we felt bad doing that, that leaves the memory. We never go back there again.
And you make a good point there, Tom, because you're exactly right. I wasn't so much irritated at them as I was disappointed in myself
exactly.
for giving them a chance. And that's a stronger memory than the other one, isn't it?
Absolutely right. You know, Steve Martin once gave advice on how to make it in show business that I think is very applicable today to all business. He said, be so good they can't ignore you. I don't see anyone doing that today. They make little changes and they think we're going to be impressed by that. Instead, they should be going out of their way to make us feel like we've made the best decision in the world, like we're heroes, like we know something nobody else knows. And that's not going on. And that's the only way you're going to cut through all this other stuff that's going on in the marketplace. You've got to be so good that people can't ignore you.
Well, what you've got to do is you've got to think about what the customer needs, how they're going to use what you have to sell, you have to think about all the different steps that they're going to go through to find you, to buy from you, to take delivery, and to use what you have to sell. You have to anticipate and think about all the things that's going to happen and make sure that you're there with your customers in all those steps. I'll tell you what, Tom, I recently had an experience like that, and I was so excited about how I felt, how they treated me, that I put the owner on the show. I was so impressed because they anticipated everything that I did, and they were right there with me every step of the way. It was amazing. And I'll tell you, they've been successful, and they will continue to be. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back with Tommy Secker. We're back at 7 Till. Tommy Secker is our guest. He's the author of Sandbox Wisdom. SandboxWisdom.com is his website. I recommend it to you. And by the way, Tom, the books are available where books are sold?
Everywhere books are sold.
And can they also buy them from your website?
Well, there's a link on the site.
Okay.
So they can just
click
on the book.
So you link them over to Amazon or somebody like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, the last name is spelled A-S-A-C-K-E-R, Tom Asacker, A-S-A-C-K-E-R. If you're typing that into Google or any of the online search engines, check that out when you get a chance. Check Tom out and see what he has to offer. He's, as you can tell, he's top shelf. Tom, this is so important, I really appreciate you joining us to talk about these things, about making sure that we connect with our customers, because we get so self-absorbed, and it's kind of understandable because it's our business, we've got our challenges, we've got our battles to fight, we've got our own things to deal with, but what we have to realize is none of that happens if a customer doesn't buy from us. We have to learn how to partition our lives differently and put that aside from serving the lives of our customers, don't we?
Well, yeah.
We have to almost live in two dimensions, don't we?
Yeah, I heard a good way of looking at this. Somebody once said that if you're not spending at least 50% of your day as a business owner, entrepreneur, or leader in a business, if you're not spending half of your day, your working day, focusing on making sure people are feeling the way you want them to feel, whether it's your employees, your customers, your banker, whoever it is, then you're not doing the right thing for your business, because it's the feelings, it's the emotions that end up getting into somebody's unconscious mind, and that's how in the future they make decisions about you. And if people can't make decisions to continue to come to work, to continue to serve customers in a friendly way and focus on a strategy, you know, if they can't in their mind say, I'm going to go back to your store, then you know what? You're spinning your wheels. You're wasting all your money on all your advertising, on keeping your place looking good, mm-hmm. on all your training. You need to have these people remember you, emotionally be passionate about wanting to come back, even if it's an unconscious emotion, like where you're going to pick up your cup of coffee in the morning. I guarantee nobody makes a list driving to work that says the pros and cons of where I'm going to get coffee this morning and which place I should go to. It's an unconscious, intuitive decision, and that's nothing more than having this accumulated, distilled wisdom in our minds so that when we get ready to make the decision, we go and do it. So if you give somebody a new experience that has more emotion coded into that experience, the next time they're on autopilot and say, I think I need to go get X, you will come to their mind, and they'll go to you.
And let me tell you, let me convert what Tom just said into the bottom line for you. When you can do that, when you can accomplish that with your customers, price is not an issue, is it?
Oh no, not at all. I mean, think if price were the issue, people would brew their own coffee and dump it into a mug. They wouldn't be spending $2 to $4 for a cup of coffee.
Right.
It's context. I've seen people drive out of their way to save pennies on a gallon of gas, and at the same time, they'll spend $25 for lunch. It all depends mm-hmm. on the context, what's going on at the time, where you are, the social conditions. All of that is what comes into your mind when you make a decision. But most importantly, it's the emotions and the feelings behind that decision. You know, am I going out of my way? If I go out of my way, am I going to have a great experience? How am I going to feel about myself when I get done? You know, do I hear from these people? Do they care about me?
And if you sell things that you think aren't all that touchy-feely, if you don't sell, for example, if you don't sell food or clothes or things that you think, for example, let's say you sell conduit or wire or something like that, then that feeling that Tom's talking about is the dependability that you deliver. They know that they can feel good about doing business with you because they can count on you to deliver for them.
Absolutely. Well, my father owns three small businesses, and it was gasoline, tires, and something else. There's no emotion behind gasoline and tires. The emotion is in the experience of saying, I'm going to be taken care of when I go there.
Yeah.
You know, I've got somebody that's going to make me feel good about myself and my decisions.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you need to find out, what is it in people's unconscious minds that's making them feel not so good about the decisions? I mean, think about Kmart. Use Kmart again as an example. If I were to tell you that instead of having a store packed to the roof with product, because everybody looks at that square footage, sales per square foot, right?
Yeah.
What if I told you instead of doing that, I was going to have a store with small shelves, I was going to design it like a racetrack, so people could get the hell in, see what they were looking for, and get right out.
I gotta go. I'm sorry.
Well, that's cold, Jim.
Hey, man, I know it.
Emotions.
See you next time, man.
All right, man.
Gotta go. Right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.